Let's get the latest on the Celtics and more as we welcome in from Boston Sports Journal and Locked On Celtics, our friend John Corrales. Hey there, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, I don't know. A lot of things happening. Wheels in motion this afternoon. Ime to the Nets. Is this for real?
Yeah, it is for real. They are going to probably hire him at some point in the next few days. So Steve Nash out and Ime Udoka in, surprisingly. Well, actually, I shouldn't say surprisingly. I just thought that it was going to take longer for him to end up going to Brooklyn. But Ime, the former Brooklyn Nets assistant, going back to Brooklyn was never something that I expected it to happen. Just this is a surprise.
Any contractual issues that need to be worked out?
No, I mean, I don't think the Celtics are, they're not going to look for any sort of compensation for him. They're not going to pay him out. They're just going to say, go, you're out of this deal, and he'll sign his new contract with Brooklyn, and that'll be that. And the Celtics don't owe him anything. So, I mean, ultimately he was suspended for a month, and now he's already getting a new job. So pretty clean break. I think the Celtics were very happy to get him out and not have that distraction. And the Nets are very happy to move on and try to shore up their head coaching situation. I think they're a desperate team. So they're very happy to get this done pretty quickly.
Do you think this means the Celtics will take the interim tag off Joe Mazzulla?
Well, maybe. I mean, they may just decide to do that and make it pretty clear and move on, or they may see how the season plays out and go from there. That's a really good question. I don't know what they intend to do. That may happen. They may, now that Ime is gone, they may say to Joe, like, we're going to make you our head coach. But I think considering the fact that he's so new and this is just how it's been working so far, they may just decide to keep it that way. But that's a good question that I think will be answered in the next few days.
Well, the first three games were great. The next two, not so much. Bounce back win over the weekend. But the defense continues to be an issue for this team.
Yeah, they played a little bit better defensively against Washington. I thought that was a much better effort. Washington, obviously, not as good a team as some of these teams that the Celtics have faced. So facing Cleveland, facing Chicago, I mean, Chicago has their issues, but they're still a team that is in the mix, in that playoff mix. So that I think, played into it a little bit, and the timing of those games played into it a little bit. But yeah, the Celtics have to bear down a little bit on defense and just put forth a little more effort, a little bit more focus, just being more aware of what's happening on the floor and not losing their guy, not, you know, turning and looking at rebounds and letting guys swoop in for offensive boards. They need to be a little bit stronger on the ball, so they're not just turnstiles on the perimeter. I think if they could just shore that up, and they did a little bit against Washington, just impact the ball a little bit more. Don't let guys get into the middle of the paint. And, you know, when it comes to boxing out, just turn and look and see if there's anybody that's crashing and just impede their progress, clear the rebound, and go. Those are just very simple fixes. I really do think it's very fixable.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. And when it comes to those offensive rebounds, you broke it down nicely in a little video analysis.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Celtics' offensive rebounding has been a real issue. They're just not boxing out. The NBA tracking data has them as percentage points off the worst team in the league when it comes to boxing out. So that's step one, you know, get a body on somebody. And step two, I think, is just be aware. They're not demonstrating the level of awareness that they need to on the floor. Just in pick and roll coverages, where's that rolling big going? What happens when you're chasing over the top and there's drop coverage? Okay, so Al Horford, for example, is dropping and he's facing the ball handler and the guard is chasing over the top, but there is a rolling big man that has to be accounted for. And I think the Celtics have been paying too much attention to the ball handler, and the role man has gotten free and put up a bunch of rebounds. That's how Nick Vucevic got 10 offensive rebounds against the Celtics in Chicago. And like I said before, the turning and just watching the ball flying to the rim, they're not looking at who might be crashing from the perimeter. There's a feeling out there that, oh, the Celtics need to get another big man so they can rebound better. And a lot of the issues have been perimeter-based. If they can just clear that up on the perimeter and have the wings and guards be more aware, the Celtics bigs have been doing okay. So that I think, is where the rebounding issue has kind of been centered.
The threes were flying against the Wizards. Obviously, that's not a pace they can keep up. But overall, is this, you think, a pretty good team from three-point range?
I think they have certainly improved. They definitely have more shooters this time around. Obviously, Tatum and Brown are going to be the guys who take the most of them. But Sam Hauser in there, Grant Williams as an improved shooter. They have guys out there that are threats. Derek White is an improved shooter. Malcolm Brogdon is hitting his shots. So they're definitely going to take them. I asked Joe Mazzulla about the three-pointers, and more the quality of the three-pointers that they're getting, because when they're not moving the ball and it's just one pass or just pull-ups, those shots tend to be a little bit tougher. But when they move the ball and get quality shots, those tend to fall at a higher clip. And Mazzulla just said, yeah, I like threes. I like math. And so when we work to get the open threes, we're going to take them. So I like where Mazzulla's head's at when it comes to the offense, and you can expect the Celtics to take more threes along the way for sure.
You had an excellent piece in Boston Sports Journal talking about Malcolm Brogdon, his approach, his mentality in going at his current role with the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, he's spent his whole career as a starter and a high-level starter. So he moving to the bench, it's a bit of an adjustment. And you're being asked to do things kind of on the fly. It's almost like, the movies where you see the people trying to jump onto the moving train, like they're trying to hitch a ride. And that's what you're doing as a starter. The train's already moving. I mean, as a bench guy, the train's already moving. You're trying to jump into the car as it's going. And sometimes you do that with better success than others. And it's hard to do, especially when you haven't done it for your whole NBA career. But he's taking that starting mentality over to the bench. And it's kind of been up and down. He's had a couple of games where it's not been great, and he's had a couple of games where he's been awesome. And he kind of, I don't want to say saved the game against Washington, but he was the hammer in the third quarter when he scored 9 straight points for the Celtics, turning a 12-point game into a 21-point game. So he's taking that starting mentality. He's just trying to lead that second group and give them the confidence and give them that kind of, for lack of a better term, swagger when they hit the floor to say, hey, we're pretty good too, and we're just playing behind some really good players. And so, getting that mentality, that confidence out there, is important. I think he's doing a really, really good job overall. And this is just they needed this kind of player off the bench.
What do you think we'll see tomorrow night as they take on the Cavaliers?
Well, I mean, that's going to be a big revenge game after blowing. Really, they had a chance to win that game. So I think there's going to be a little extra motivation there. They'll have Grant Williams back. Obviously, he missed that last game because of the suspension. So we'll see what kind of impact he has on those big lineups, but that's going to be a tough matchup no matter what. I'm looking forward to Luke Kornet playing a little bit better. He's getting back into the swing of things, and he's just playing a little bit better now. You could see improvement in that Washington game. So if he can just get a little bit more comfortable in that role, I think that's going to help as well against the Cavs size. But I do think the Celtics are going to really focus on cleaning up some of those rebounding issues against the Cavs, just to send the message that, okay, you got us, but now we're going to go into your house and just get our revenge.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, appreciate it. As always, have a great week, and we'll check in next Tuesday.
All right, talk to you then.
Basketball Talk with John Corrales every week here on the program.